You are about to listen to an audio story from Adventures with Ollie. Remember that with Ollie, each story can be personalized for your children.
Ollie Flash the Super Dog has been sent to Wisconsin, where he must solve the mystery in a cheese factory. Lately, half of the cheese that is produced in the factory has been stolen during the night, but nobody knows who is responsible for it. Ollie Flash has some ideas, but he wants further evidence. He sniffs around the factory to find out any clues. Then he finds a pile of cheese that has been eaten by mice, and he knows that this could only be done by a group of mice known as the Wisconsin Rodents. Ollie Flash is certain that it was them who stole the cheese. He then follows the cheese crumbs they left behind all the way to their burrow. There he finds them together with their leader, a mouse named Dick. Ollie Flash approaches them and asks them why they have done this theft.
"We needed some food for us and our children,"
says Dick.
"But why did you steal it from the factory?"
Ollie Flash asks him again.
"Because we like cheese, but we don't have the money human uses."
"If you like cheese so much, why don't you make your own, with your keen sense of taste and smell? I am sure you can do better than those factory workers."
Dick thinks about this suggestion for a while, and then he agrees that Ollie Flash is right. He will try to start his own cheese factory where he can produce all kinds of delicious cheeses himself with his friends and family members, and they will be free to eat as much as they want. Dick and his friends start to make cheese. They make lots of different kinds of cheese: feta, gouda, mozzarella, manchego. They even make Roquefort, the king of cheeses. It turns out their cave has the perfect condition to grow those blue molds. Then they start selling the cheese to the people in Wisconsin. People like their cheese because they are delicious and cheap. The human cheese factory workers are very angry when they hear about this new and successful cheese factory. They decide to go there and destroy it. But when they arrive, they see that Dick's factory is huge and the workers are very efficient. They decide to join forces instead of competing with Dick's company, which is more successful than theirs ever was. Dick becomes even more successful than he ever dreamed he could be. He does not need to worry about food anymore because he and his family can always get plenty of delicious cheeses free of charge. His business grows bigger every day, so big that he needs to hire more people to work for him in his factory. He also hires more mice and rats who want to work for him because they like his new business model where everyone can eat as much cheese as they want without paying for it. Ollie Flash is pleased with Dick's success and decides to go back to his own city. He knows that he has done good work in Wisconsin and that he is not needed anymore. After many years, one day Ollie Flash wakes up feeling very hungry. He looks around the house for something to eat, but there is nothing left in the fridge except an old piece of cheese. Suddenly, he remembers Dick's cheese factory in Wisconsin. He goes there as fast as he can and finds Dick, who is also very happy to see him again after all this time.
"I thought you had forgotten about me. You haven't come here for a long time."
"I'm sorry, I was busy solving crimes in California."
Dick tells Ollie Flash that he has been thinking about him and his words about starting his own cheese factory. And now it turns out that he was right. Now Dick owns the most successful company in all of Wisconsin. And everyone who works for him eats as much cheese as they want without paying for it too.
"You were right. I have become a millionaire."
Ollie Flash is happy for his old friend and decides to stay with him a little while longer before going back to California, where he has a lot of work waiting for him again. "Have you recently bought cheese from Wisconsin? Maybe it was made in Dick's factory."
What do you think about this story? We would like to hear your feedback about Ollie. Read the description of this story to learn how you can directly contact the creators of Adventures with Ollie.